brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh my, this Tuesday, May 6, 2008 transmission is going to be quite a revelation for you. Very special broadcast today. Jim Tucker, who just covered and got inside info from the Trilateral Commission meeting a few days ago, will be joining us here first to break the news and information more than is just in his article on AmericanFreePress.net and Infowars.com right now. We have a surprise top globalist. We say that because we don't want to foil them coming on blind, scheduled for later. I'm just going to leave that be. About 95% of the time, these little treats do materialize. We'll see if this one does. Mike Rivero, for his monthly visits, pops in. Perfect timing to cover the latest info on the murder of Deborah Jean Palfrey and the overdrive cover-up by the police, AP, and others. And then we also have the apartment manager. They haven't even really released his name yet, but we have it, and we've talked to him. He's talked to the TV cameras, but without giving his name. He'll be joining us coming up. We're not going to give his name out either. The point is that he's going to be on the radio show with us coming up later today. She told him that she was being followed, thought there was a contract out on her. Then we have James Whale, who's made the front page of all the major papers in England. He was fired for giving his political views. That's right, you're not allowed to do that in England. Arguably one of the most popular, he's in the top three, arguably the most popular radio talk show host in England, fired for supporting the individual who just won to be the new mayor of London. The last guy was an open communist. So this is just amazing. A conservative mayor and his friend is James Whale, and James was fired over this. He will be joining us in the fourth hour today from London. And he is going to do his own internet radio show, and he may be arrested. Because in England, you're not allowed to have free speech. Jolly old England is a hyper-police state today, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not allowed to have free speech if they don't say so. Nice men with badges and guns drop by. By the way, I'm not bashing police. I'm against what you're being trained to do and what you're following orders to do. There was a cop calling himself Anonymous Austin Cop on my message board in the comment section of InfoWars, commenting on a story today, and he said, typical blowhard, frothing Alex Jones, making the police look bad. And the people pointed out, officer, this is a Seattle Times article about how they give the police information on citizens, the telecommunications companies do, without warrants. And the article, by the way, is pro-destroy the Fourth Amendment. I mean, I even post articles to point out what the establishment's doing that are saying get rid of the Fourth Amendment. And this guy's in there saying he's an Austin cop, saying that I'm basically, what do you call me, trash. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not the one destroying your dollar and your future. I'm not the one that puts sodium fluoride in your water, cop. Let me tell you something. There is no doubt that it is eating holes in your brain and attacking every organ in your body. There is no doubt it's reduced your IQ massively, and mine. There's no doubt we're in the same boat. You just think you're in the boat that didn't go into the bottom when you're in the boat with us going to the bottom. By the way, in a three-mile stretch, I saw nine police running speed traps today on 360. And I literally started crying. It's over. It's just beginning. They're going to triple the number, and they are going to literally micromanage everything you do.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the next few weeks, he's found out the past 35 years every time, he should discover the location, either in North America or Europe, of the Bilderberg Group annual meeting of 125 owners of the chattel slaves. Its global economic steering arm, that's openly called for world government, the end of the dollar, just met. Global elite gather in D.C., trilateral commission. He's got major leaks from the inside. And by the way, Jim's leaks always turn out to be very accurate. Kissinger a few years ago talked about $200 a barrel oil. It's gone well past $120 a barrel. When Kissinger said that, it was at $40 a barrel. And he said within the next few years, they would raise it artificially. And now Jim Tucker's got us another window via spies into the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington, D.C. He joins us from the offices of American Free Press in Washington, D.C., the super sleuth, straw hat and all. It is Jim Tucker. Jim, thanks for coming on with us.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. We only got you for one segment. Run down what you've got from the Trilateral Boys, the subdirectorate, with David Rockefeller, and then where you think Bilderberg may be.
Well, the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington was a lot of fun this weekend. We still don't know where Bilderberg's going to meet. His boys in Europe have some ideas, but they're not checking out very well. And the possibility of Japan is only suggested because the G8 heads of state from North America and Europe are going to meet in Japan this year for the first time ever. So there could be a connection there. But the Trilateral Commission this past weekend was a lot of fun because they closed their meeting absolutely convinced that there would be no reporting, nobody would know who was there, or maybe a few people identifying by sight of Rockefeller or a famous face. But we have their complete list of participants. We have their complete agenda. We know everything that transpired. And they're going to be shocked when they see American Free Press this week, a four-page pull-out insert that gives the tells all about their mischief. As usual, it's well, one interesting thing is they are very upset about Ron Paul. Now, they said they're...
Tell you what, stay there, because I know you're in a newsroom and it's noisy, but I want you to back up a little bit because somebody's voice was overpowering things. Jim, explain to people, you guys had a mole in there. I mean, I don't want you to give us any details, but, I mean... Or give us as much as you can of how you're getting this info out.
Somehow I can't go further, but there came into my hands their complete packet, which listed their participants, all 320 of them. It listed their agenda, what they're dealing with. And then eavesdropping in bars is a very helpful thing, also developing helpful bartenders will also be your eyes and ears. Of course, as we sit there drinking lemonade or something. And their concern over Ron Paul fascinated me. They say that they're quite sure that they own any of the three potential presidents, meaning Senator John McCain and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They noted that Hillary and Obama have pretended they've got reservations about NAFTA, and they say that's pure politics, citing the Obama boy in Canada who reassured Canadian diplomats, according to stories published in Canadian newspapers, that Obama was all for NAFTA. It's just campaign rhetoric with his reassurances to the Canadians.
Okay, but you specifically, this is coming from Bilderberg, from Trilateral Commission, same thing. Why are they still worried about Ron Paul?
Because they're concerned about Ron Paul's turning out thousands and thousands of young voters who are getting what they call their political education. Well, the political education Dr. Paul is giving these throngs of young people is exactly the opposite of what Bilderberg and Trilateral want.
So they're worried about the movement and what it's built rather than the candidacy.
Yes, they're sure that Ron Paul himself says that he recognizes no chance to be elected president.
Well, if Ron Paul would give us some marching orders for the tens of millions that'll do whatever he says, like let's try to repeal NAFTA now that it's up, or let's repeal gun laws, or let's shut down the border or end the war, they would go out and continue the grassroots operations. Right now, they're still spending 99% of their time on the delegate process and running around shouting Ron Paul and buying his book, and that's all fine and dandy. We sell the book, too. It's just that I think Ron Paul needs to understand he is the leader right now, and he needs to, I think, go ahead and give some orders because an army that doesn't fight kind of falls apart.
Well, he's thinks he's got about 50 delegates with all the campaign election cheating and so forth, still about 50 delegates, and he's hoping to be able to deliver a primetime speech at the convention on that basis. And it used to be if you got even one delegate, you could be placed in nomination in an adoring fashion. But they're concerned that these thousands of young people who follow Ron Paul are being educated on the Constitution, which they despise, the First and Tenth Amendments, which they despise, and the fact that Ron Paul would bring the United States back to a non-interventionist policy abroad. He'd bring the troops home immediately, not only from Iraq and Afghanistan, but from 130 peacekeeping missions around the world. He'd bring them home, and they would protect our border, not other people's borders. Our borders are so badly unprotected as it is.
Okay, so bottom line, they're worried about the anti-globalist movement exploding in size with Ron Paul as a focal point.
Yes, and with all these young people embracing, and traditionally young people are always considered left-wingers in the 1960s. They all voted for McGovern, and they who was opposed to, directly opposed to the war, but also favored a whole lot of socialism.
That's right. So now they're not buying into fake conservatives, neocons. They're not buying into a foundation, establishment, gatekeeper liberals. They're actually waking up to the New World Order, and your sources were saying that that was one of the main topics.
It was not actually on the agenda, but a lot of people expressed concern about Ron Paul.
Did they talk about ways to counter it?
No, they just raised the issue, we've got to do something about it. They want Paul, or Republicans, to pressure Paul to drop out now and stop his education rallies. And that assignment was given to Thomas Foley, former U.S. Speaker of the House. But he was a Democrat, but of course all that.
How is Foley going to go after Paul, do we know, from the enemy operation?
He will call up old cronies in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who will pressure Paul to announce he's dropped his campaign and is through making speeches as exercise in futility.
So the Trilateral Commission is putting a political fatwa out on Paul. You will see demonization campaigns, all of this suddenly heat up.
Yes, but Paul is a strong man. He will resist that, and he'll stay in at least until the Republican convention. And I hope he'll run as a third party.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way to go, but he's not going to do that for some reason.
Well, he could. Maybe he could. Will allow himself to be persuaded until the convention would be not politics to say, if I'm not nominated, if you don't vote for me at the convention, I'm going to run as a third party.
He should have announced that at his peak, as I look at all the graphs, in late January. I mean, my God, we had total destiny in our hands, but Ron Paul's advisors, I have to say, are very old school, and I don't think in the 21st century, but c'est la vie, he's a great man, and we appreciate the work he's done, and it shows that they're afraid. Jim Tucker, they also, according to your sources, are very upset that our taxes aren't 75-80%, and that's back on, I guess, the agenda to make sure we pay all of our money into, I guess, taxes of one form or another to pay off the debt on what the bankers have run up?
Yes, they've scanning even as we speak. They're saying that as far as the panel titled U.S. Foreign and Domestic Policy, broad outlines for a new administration, it was presided over by a journalistic pimp named David Gerken, who will write nothing about this in his magazine, U.S. News and World Report. The conclusion was that Americans simply don't pay enough of their fair share. We should pay our arrears in the UN dues, allow as many immigrants to the United States as want to come in, provide amnesty for illegal aliens already here. But nothing was said about the American taxpayers paying one-fourth of the UN's operating costs, one-third of the peacekeeping missions overseas. We should stop doing that right now.
And also we have a duty, it says here in your article at AmericanFreePress.net, we have a duty to intervene and pay off all the banks and give them unlimited money and pay taxes for that.
Oh, yes. Oh, we should bail out the banks, but they didn't express much concern, if any, about the Americans who have hundreds of thousands of Americans whose homes are being foreclosed. Now, it can be said it was stupid. In fact, out of a Bilderberg meeting some years ago, we had an advanced story on this financial crisis. And surely it could be said it was very stupid of a young couple to buy a house with not a nickel down, be told that you can only have to pay this much each month, that's just your interest, not a bit on equity, and then 6 months or a year later find that the interest rates multiplied to hundreds of dollars.
That's right. The Bilderberg Group said in 2006 they were going to pop the mortgage bubble. Jim Tucker, thank you so much for the time. You'll be reporting for us, of course, from Bilderberg.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Thanks for taking your chances with us, this show, again and again. Together, we're coming straight on. Straight on. Straight on for the New World Order, and they're scared. They know that we know they're the enemy. They first tried to deny they were setting up a world government. Now they admit it and try to claim it's benevolent and loving and good, that we can see the fruits of everything they do. They're war criminals. Their combine will be brought to justice. Because humanity doesn't have a choice. And we're coming straight on. We're not listening to their propaganda. Their misdirection anymore. We've broken our conditioning. We see clearly. And the New World Order knows their time is short. All right, later in the show, again, we have the condo manager friends with Deborah Jean Palfrey, the murdered D.C. madam, joining us. That's going to be a radio first. He's going to be coming on with us. We got Mike Rivera, who's been working the case since the start, popping in the next hour. James Whale, making all the big British papers, getting fired over supporting a candidate for mayor of London. His candidate won. He's been fired. That's your so-called free speech. Country where if you do one of a couple hundred things, you get arrested speech-wise. Didn't used to be like that, but it's no longer jolly old England. It's police state England. And I want to explain this again because I get emails and message board comments from people claiming to be cops calling me trash. You know something? I've been there at the hospital watching innocent families have their babies kidnapped from them for no reason. I have seen the sheriff where I grew up go to jail for shipping in the drugs. I already knew that and told people and had the cops threaten to kill me. I have witnessed thousands of videos of police beating people up and then charging them with assaulting them. I have had police demand to search my car without a warrant repeatedly and then threaten me when I said no. I on a three-mile stretch of road, 3 miles, saw 9 cops this morning radaring people. That's too many. There's too many of you. You're in our business too much. There's too many cameras. And I was thinking, it was running through my head, racing through my head, the thousands of things that make me mad at police. Like pulling up last year at my office, and my IT guy pulled into the office, and they said that looked suspicious the way he pulled in to his workplace. They were behind him, thought he was running from him, pulling in. No, he works here. And so his license was expired. They were putting him in the police car when I pull up, and cops kind of bull up at first, and they recognize me and start laughing and saying how they've been watching me for all these years and how one of them's retiring in 6 months and he can't wait. And two senior cops, the woman cop's taking him to jail, and I said, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't be arresting him. He said, you know, Alex, really you're right, because we're encouraged not to because the judge just lets him go or gives him a $50 fine. And that's really true, and I don't like that. But I said, that's not a law, is it? He goes, no, but, you know, it's, what else did he say? He was like, well, and quotas aren't a law, but we got to do it. He started laughing. He goes, that's why I'm glad I'm out of here in 6 months. And the other guy's there, black guy, white guy, they're both laughing. I lean over to the car while she's driving off, and I said, yeah, if he was an illegal alien, wouldn't be going to jail. And she got mad and pulled off. And don't deny you do that. Don't deny that's, you know, the cop who called me trash on my comment section on InfoWars today said, you know what, we've got too many things. You know, I'm too busy. Wasn't even part of the conversation. He just said, I'm too busy to put up with this type of baloney. You know, we're too busy. Like, what does that even mean? You're too busy writing tickets? You should be arresting reckless drivers and red light runners. Not, look, here's the deal. Police didn't used to give you a ticket when you were 5 miles over. They do now. That's what I mean, the squeezing, the tightening. I mean, folks, I saw 12 cops on the way to work, 9 on one road. 9! It's infested with them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Ah, it's Willie Nelson. He's declared his eternal enmity against the New World Order on this radio show, along with thousands of other prominent people. But we've got somebody who likes the New World Order, an apologist for it. He is the former head of the Kissinger Group. He is one of the top people at the Carnegie Operation that has shaped this wondrous world we all live in. And he wrote the last book, Running the World. He has his new book out, bound to be a bestseller, Superclass, the Global Power Elite and the World They're Making, all about the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. And he is, of course, David Rothkopf, and we appreciate him coming on. He's kind of the new generation of Henry Kissinger prototypes. And we appreciate him spending time with us. And I was talking to him in the break, and I said, hello, sir, thanks for coming on. He started laughing. And I said, oh, you know my views. He said, yeah, I know them. So we appreciate him coming on. But thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
So tell us all about the New World Order and about the superclass and the people that run it all for us.
Well, superclass is looking at how power has changed in the modern world and how, you know, there have always been elites. But what's emerged in the past 20 or 30 years is an elite that operates on a global stage as opposed to a national stage. And obviously when an elite's on a national stage, you've got this kind of umbrella of sovereignty, laws, and other things that can help rein them in and give people at large a voice. But on the global stage, of course, you don't have that. You've got big companies that can play countries against each other. You've got small clusters of people who can influence how financial markets that might be regulated in a country operate beyond regulation on the global stage, and so on. And so what the book's really looking at is how this shift is impacting our lives, whether it's diminishing the influence of nation states, who's rising, who's falling, and tries to, you know, ask the question, what do you do about it?
So this is the model I saw in think tank papers 25 years ago, where we're going to give the slaves a choice of, are we going to have a world government system that you have a stake in, or is it going to be a world government system that you don't have a stake in, but end up with world government either way? And as you write in your book, we basically have these non-governmental organizations that are trained SEALs for the 6,000 super elite. I love how you guys engineer each crisis and then offer each new solution to the crises that were created by the global super vampires.
Well, I don't use the term super vampires, and I don't refer to trained SEALs in the book. What I do try to do is look at what the trends are and ask the question, you know, what an average person like you or me ought to be doing about this. And, you know, from my point of view, I come from a real old school, not, you know, the kind of papers that you might have seen at a think tank at any point, but from that old fashioned school that says that the legitimacy of a government comes from the consent of the governed. And we've got lots of things going on the global stage where decisions are being made that don't reflect in any way on the consent of the governed.
But Mr. Rothkopf, I mean, they tell me working at the heading up Kissinger and Associates, what type of work you did?
It was Kissinger and Associates is a small consulting firm that advises companies on how they can build their business around the world.
But we know that Kissinger's a big super gopher for David Rockefeller and other big interests. So, I mean, that's a very powerful position. I mean, you certainly count yourself amongst the 6,000 super class, aren't you?
Heck no. Anybody who's as worried about how do you pay for your daughter's college education as me is not a member of the super class.
But it isn't about money, though. Isn't it about the levers of power?
It is. But, I mean, the definition that I use for, you know, who's a member of this superclass is the ability to influence millions of lives across borders on a regular basis. And I don't do that. But, I mean, you know, CEOs of big companies do, big financial executives do, people who run governments do.
Well, here's an example. Henry Kissinger wrote, as you know, in 73, State Department Memorandum 200. Saying that IMF and World Bank money to third world nations would be tied to population reductions, sterilizations, food wars, things like that. Are you familiar with Dr. Kissinger's State Department Memorandum 200 that was then taken on as U.S. foreign policy?
I'm not familiar with that particular document, but I have in my last book and in other things taken a position that, you know, Kissinger did some things when he was Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, that were positive. He also did some things that I didn't agree with. And, I'm not out here either advocating what he's done or passing judgment on him.
Well, bottom line, we know that through globalism, which is just a modern manifestation of the British imperial system, not saying they even particularly run it today, but that same power behind the throne system of good old boys of regional roundtable groups, as Dr. Carol Quigley at Georgetown said, and I'm sure you're familiar with him, now we're looking at this, and you're right in your book, we're now under a global government. It's just a group of piratical corporations, bigger than any one government, having their way with us. But then the argument is being put forward by that very same consortium to have a even more powerful global government in the name of reining themselves in. That's like somebody saying, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Your comments to that?
Well, first of all, I don't advocate a global government at all. I do think that we could use some global governance. I don't think that the argument that financial elites make that somehow they should be allowed to operate on a global stage without regulation makes sense. And we've seen in the past, you know, couple of weeks a situation where that system, that approach has run amok, and that they then had the power to go to leaders in Washington and say, hey, bail us out at our investment bank while you're ignoring bailing people out who have mortgages at home. So, you know, I think that somehow you've got to get your regulatory arms around that. And I think you need to deal with a whole host of other transnational issues ranging from, you know, immigration to proliferation of weapons of mass destruction to global trade in some way that reflects the will of people at large, as opposed to leaving it to informal clusters of super empowered people and institutions who are going to act in their self-interest.
Okay, well, here's an example.
Of everybody else.
Our mole got the entire list of attendees at the Trilateral Commission meeting a few days ago in D.C., was able to get the whole list, what they talked about, what they did. There might even be a tape, but we'll see if that gets released. We just had Jim Tucker on a few minutes ago, and there they were saying the government must fully pay in to the banks and, quote, bail them all out.
Well, look, I mean, you know, first of all, I don't know what happened at the Trilateral Commission meeting. I do know the Trilateral Commission has sort of been on hard times in the past few years, as a lot of the people who were originally involved in it aged and it didn't replenish itself.
Yeah, you say that on page 162 of Running the World.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it was a group that's kind of passed its sell-by date. But, you know, having said that, I also know that this recent meeting is an effort to try to see if you can bring some new blood into it and restore the process. You know, having said that, you know, look at the list you've got there, and, you know, 60-70% of the people in the room fall into the category of wonks rather than people who've got real power. So, you know, that's really a talking shop.
What would you call yourself?
Pardon me?
What would you call yourself?
In what respect?
I mean, you wouldn't call yourself.
Would I call myself a wonk? No. Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm writing books, I'm writing articles, I'm out there offering my opinion, but I don't have any ability to sort of, you know, move people in the direction of my opinion beyond, you know, whether I express it clearly or not.
Well, look, we know that the big think tanks and the big military-industrial complex foundations are studying human activity, studying how we behave, engineering our society. I mean, that came out in the church hearings about the Carnegie Endowment for Peace that you're in. So, I mean, again, you guys all come across as real reasonable and friendly and everything's okay, but when I ferret into what, I mean, Richard N. Haass writing Club of Rome documents admitting global warming's fake, but saying that we need to use it to make humanity the enemy so the state can organize against humans. I mean, have you read that quote?
No.
Are you friends with Haass?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty friendly with Richard Haass, but I got to tell you, that sounds ridiculous. I mean, you know, first of all, global warming isn't a fake, but secondly, you know, in whose interest would it be to engineer that? You know, who would benefit from that?
Hitler want to kill everybody else but him and his people?
Look, well, I mean, you know, the motives of
he got that from the West. He got that from the Carnegies. He got that from the Rockefellers. You know who funded eugenics? That is the main driving force of everything in our society.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, again, I don't certainly.
Well, are you compartmentalized? Let's say maybe you don't know. I mean, what division are you? I mean, I've got your title here, but what do you do at Carnegie?
I'm just a visiting scholar. I work on things like international economic issues. I work on things like America's role in the world. But you know what I do is I write books and I write articles. That's what I do. I wish I had the kind of influence that are, you know, is normally ascribed to these groups, but most of the guys who work in think tanks are, you know, former this or former that, or they're academics and they're trying to influence policy. And, you know, all you have to do is listen to the political debate in the United States today and see what that debate's about to realize they're, you know, policy types aren't having much influence on the debate at all.
Okay, let me read this to you. This is Richard N. Haass First published in the first Global Revolution, 1991. Republished Club of Rome, 93. Just republished last year. In a report titled The First Global Revolution, Club of Rome, Globalist Think Tank, we find the statement by Haas. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. And he went on to call for state sovereignty must be altered in a global era, that a system of world government must be created and sovereignty eliminated in order to fight global warming. And it goes on and on. And you're saying, I'm not for global government, I'm for global governance. That is a semantical trick. I mean,
you could say that, but I mean, you know, take an issue, take an international issue. You know, I mean, one has to acknowledge that we live in an era where there are whole sorts of issues that are beyond the ability of individual nations to deal with. And so the question is, how do you deal with them? And if you don't want to have global governance, you don't want to have, you know, some kind of mechanisms that are actually connected somehow to the people, who resolves these issues? What I'm saying is, if there's a void, then the way it gets resolved is the competing self-interests of the most powerful people and companies and institutions. And that means there are very few people at the table, and it's always going to be resolved in the direction of one self-interest or the other. And the vast majority of people who don't even figure in these conversations, the 3 billion people in the world who live on less than $2 a day, they're not anywhere in the conversation. And, you know, I mean, I just come from a school of thought that says, you know, everybody has a right to influence their own lives, and we need mechanisms to do that. Just as we want them on a national basis, we now live in an era when we need them on an international basis, or we're going to leave it to the super empowered.
Super class, the global power elite in the world they are making, is a manifesto over how the elite plan to shape the course of our planet and impose a new world order, while combating the inevitable global network of anti-globalists. This is Paul Watson writing for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and has previously served as the Deputy Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade during the administration of Bill Clinton before he became Managing Director of Kissinger Associates in 1996. And he did an interview for Salon. You know, I have seen that you guys and gals are coming out of the woodwork now and are engaging the public and aren't denying everything now. Is that being done because your great work is now about to come to fruition? Or is that being done because you see massive resistance forming in every quarter across the planet?
Well, look, I can't speak for why anybody else is doing anything. The reason I wrote this book was that I felt that there are a bunch of issues that need to be addressed that aren't being addressed. And that I feel that, you know, when I look out at the discussions about globalization, they tend to be taking place within elite forums in ways that end up serving elites, and that we would be better off if we had a broader discussion that brought more people to the table.
Now, you've repeated that 7 times, and that's basically, you're like a pulsar. You just, you know, repeat.
Well, it's possible that it's, you know, I mean, it is also possible that that's just my view, right?
No, I understand that that's your view, but, you know, this Delphi technique of repeating the same thing over and over again,
I'm trying to answer the question. Want to ask me a question about something else? I'm very happy to answer the question about
something else. We appreciate your time. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm trying to understand something. I'm explaining the globalists, the crowd that has worked together, and we've got Rockefeller speeches thanking you guys, in basically one, you know, major direction, you fight about some things, to set up global power by the corporations to amass all the power you can, and then now you say, oh, we've taken your regional and local control away, come now, energize and support a world government so you get your power back. And then I look at how the UN operates, I look at how everything else operates. But you're talking about getting rid of the last levers I've got nationally. You're the crowd. The corporations always want to get rid of my sovereignty. And then now you're saying, oh, no, to stop them, you need to get rid of sovereignty.
Well, I don't think I'm saying any of that. What I do believe that we need to preserve national sovereignty. I believe that nation states are going to be the fundamental building blocks of the global system for a long time to come. What I'm saying is that there are gaps in the system forming because there is so much global activity. And, it, you know, I mean, we've got two kinds of international organizations in the world, weak and dysfunctional. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank, all of these were cooked up 60, 70 years ago to respond to a post World War II reality, and the countries that are most influential and the issues that are needed to be addressed are different from the ones that those organizations
and
were
now
built to deal
John
with.
McCain and you and everybody else are calling for a new global system of, quote, democracy, you know, these League of Democracies, which I guess you can form and get rid of the bureaucracies in your image. But, I mean, that's always basically been the plan, is to use the UN and NATO and other groups as building blocks in the new world order system.
Well, look, I think that there was a plan at the end of the Second World War to create international institutions so that we didn't end up fighting the kind of wars that have been fought for the preceding several hundred years because the cost of modern warfare had grown too high. I think the issue now is, what kind of institutions work best? Should those institutions somehow disenfranchise nation states? Of course not, because you need institutions that are as close as possible to people to reflect the interests of those people. But if you don't create the right kind of global institutions, what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with leaving it to the big guys. And that's not a good outcome either. I can't imagine it's one that you would support.
Final segment with our guest straight ahead. We appreciate David Rothkopf for joining us. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yeah, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, the head of the Human Genome Project, Dr. Watson. We have thousands of their quotes. Now they got to build a world government so they can carry out the big black op. Then you talk to globalists and technocrats and They'll tell you point blank. I've had them walk up to me on the hike and bike trail, and it'll be a retired U.S. senator. And, Mr. Jones, you're wrong about what we're doing. You know, it's not run by one group. It's not one power structure. We don't all want the things you say. All I know is that what the RAND Corporation says happens. All I know is what these big commissions call for happens. All I know is I hear about the League of Democracies. We're losing our freedoms. Pentagon-designed MIT control grids are going in, and the government calls it a control grid. Police are tasering and killing people every day. All I know is, Mr. Roth, would you say that this is all just happening because the state is growing out of control, or because there isn't order? I mean, you're saying there are some power structures. A, who are the different power blocks? How would you break it down? And then B, what would your answer be to counter that?
Well, first of all, the way I broke it down was, you know, there was a book 50 years ago written by a guy named C. Wright Mills called The Power Elite. It looked at how in the United States, political, military, academic, cultural, other kinds of power leaderships tended to be kind of interlocking directorships. A lot of people knew each other and worked together and what the consequences of that were. And I said to myself, well, if I'm going to go look at that kind of group today, it's going to be on a global stage, not just on a national stage. And I thought I'd look at how it broke up. But, you know, I mean, look, I mean, you could look at political power structure in the United States and you see fragmentation. You look at it on a global stage, there's more of it. You look at businesses and they have competing interests. The oil companies want something completely different from what alternative energy companies want. You look at it in media, and again, they're competing interests. So, you know, to say that, you know, somehow there's a grand plan out there that's, you know, being achieved, that's not the main problem. And frankly, if I were worried about people with too much power, what I'd be worried about is the reality more than the myth. And the reality is that very often people with a lot of power act in a self-interested way. And when those interests align, because they are so super empowered, they tend to get their way more than average folks who don't have the ability to offset that.
Well, we have thousands of quotes by top globalists saying the House of World Order will cost money and blood. We're going to kill anybody that gets in our way. I can read those if you'd like from, I mean, just incredible British lords, you name it. And then we see everything they called for 80 years ago being built. And then now they're saying, oh, global government will stop us. You know, if that will defeat us as they start hundreds of foundations, you know, and push them and run them and, you know, constantly drive for all of this. Well, who is the most powerful then? You say we need this global system to stop these evil globalists. I mean, who is in power? Who are the major power brokers right now?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about international finance, there are 50 institutions that have $48.5 trillion, and those institutions thus, you know, control about a third of all assets. If you're looking at companies, there are 250 companies that have annual sales that are roughly a third of global GDP. So clearly, when you've got more assets, you've got the ability to determine how those assets are allocated.
But it's all interlocking. It's all interlocking. I mean, the Rockefellers.
It is interlocking. You're right about that.
The Rockefellers are about to fire Rex Tillerson because he won't go along with the global tax scheme. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, they're not going to fire him because they don't have enough power to do it. But the point is, it is interlocking. It's just not all interlocking. There are a lot of self-interested groups acting in competition with each other out there. And, you know, you've got me wrong if you think I've written a book or I'm arguing for global government. What I'm arguing for is a bigger say for the people in an area where right now most of the decisions are being made by a handful of people.
I agree with you that it's already being made outside of our power. But do I want to give those same bankers and industrialists now a global governmental mechanism with nice men in black uniforms to enforce globally? We'll be back in 70 seconds with our guest and let him answer that question.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.